mentioned the last mitzvah in Tashvei, in Tzamayelach, the last mitzvah in the Torah is, there are two mitzvahs, there's Ksivah Sefer Torah, and there is the mitzvah of Hakel. It's poshut that the mitzvahs, both of the last two mitzvahs are kind of mitzvahs that wrap up the other mitzvahs. Ksivah Sefer Torah is, once I have the whole Sefer Torah, obviously the last one in Tayag mitzvahs is to write the whole Tayag mitzvahs, the Sefer Torah Tayag mitzvahs down in one Sefer. That's definitely the mitzvah that passed for the Chsima of Torah. The one before it is Hakel HaSa'om Andashim Adashim Vataf, and that is the mitzvah of Hakel, which is also to bring together all of Chai Yisrael and to teach them together and so on. The it's on Chaga Osif, which is also the time when you bring everything in together, so it's the appropriate time for it. But there are a few shailos in understanding the teichin of the mitzvah. The process of the mitzvah is everybody in Chai Yisrael needs to learn the Torah, everybody in Chai Yisrael needs the Devei Techocha, Devei Seiris, so on. That is the mitzvah. But it's not. For instance, there's a mitzvah Sholosh Pomim Bashana Yiroh Kol Zechurcha Es Pnei Hashem Alekecha, that three times a year you go up to see the Shechina. So everybody has their own private mitzvah to go and to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liros V'Lirois, Ali L'Regel. V'meil, everybody's there together. You know, everybody's there together, and we've spoken a few times about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Achaveirim B'Regel. Everybody is there together as a result of going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in that same surah, should have said that every year, Motzei Shnas HaShmita, the Melech should read the Torah, and everybody has a chiyuv to come listen. And the memela, it's pashut. The mitzvah is hakilas amad hashem adash matov leman yishmu leman yimul yaru. You have to bring them together, and they should listen to you. So the mashmos is there's two pa'ulas over here. There's one pa'ula, everyone comes and listens to the Torah, and listens to the melech leading the Torah. That's a specific purpose in. And then there's a second purpose, to bring everybody together, and they should come and listen. So where's the makom for this extra dimension of Hakel? It's not, I would not like to think of it as a separate mitzvah of Achdus, of Kal Yisrael, or Kal Yisrael should come together, and also create Achdus. The mitzvah is to go hear the Melech Lein Mishnah Torah. And like all the Mishnayim say, it's Seirus, and so on and so forth. It's Torah and Seirus. The fact that it says Hakel is a where's the dimension of the Hakel in this Asif over here? The Gemara in Chagiga, which Rashi, it's in Chagiga, it's in Sifri, it's a few places, but the main place is in Chagiga. It says Tana Rabbana, Ma'is Rebeichem and Breaker Rebbe Loza Ben Chasma Shehocha LaHagbul Bnei Rebbe Shua BeBikian. They came to visit Rebbe Shua and Bikian. Amalehem. So he asked them, "Machidush hay beis medrash hayoy? What did you learn new beis medrash?" Amrulos that they told him, "Talmidecha nu umimechon eshoisim." I don't understand. They said, "You are a rabbi. You're supposed to tell us. We're not telling you chidushim. I mean, you're the Rosh Shiva." Amrulos, they told him, "Afal pikeni after beis medrash lechidush. It can't be that there's no chidush coming from the beis medrash. Shabbos shomi hoisa. In those days." They had split the head of the yeshiva Reb Gamliel and Reb Elazar ben Azariah. That was the Ma'ase Brachos where they were Masalik Reb Gamliel, and they had him one Shabbos and Reb Elazar ben Azariah one Shabbos. So whose Shabbos was it? Shabbos from Yitzchak. Shabbos from Reb Elazar ben Azariah Hoisa. There was a Reb Elazar ben Azariah's Hoisa. So yes, b'meh Hoisa Agoda Yoyim. What did he dash in Inyoni Agoda? Omrulay, they told him Pashas Hakel, he dashed Hakel. But what did he say? He said, Hakel is ha'om ha'noshim va'noshim va'taf. Im ha'noshim boim lumoit, noshim boim se'shmoya. Mela, men have a chiyuv to teach. Women have a chiyuv to listen. You know, even though they're not active participants in Talmud Torah, but they're koilet in yonim. Taf loma boy, why did it bring the little kids? So the Gemara says, Kidelite in schar lemiviehem, that to give schar for those people who bring him, which is what Rashi quotes. And it's strange. In other words, you say like this: the emes, it's a waste of time. The kids don't pick up anything, and they don't learn anything. But lemaisa, it brings it for the people bring him. He gives schar. What's the problem? Are they missing? There's not enough mitzvahs to get schar for. I could spoke of another mitzvah, just a difficult mitzvah that has no tachlis, and therefore gives him schar. It's hard to, and especially since the pasuk itself says, "Leman yishmu, leman yomadu, ubaneya mashal lo yadu," and the kids that don't know yishmu, they'll listen v'lom the yiras Hashem alakeichem, they'll at least pick up yira. And this farm, the sinchus farm, all say the same nusach Svasemis says that even though the top don't understand, but lemaisa the yira comes in. There's a certain element of yira that comes into the top over there. So he says, Amalahem, so he told him, Margolius Teva Haisi Vietchem, Ubikashim Labdom Mimeni. I had a Margolius Teva, and you wanted to lose it. In other words, he was very nispoil from the Vart, and he said it's a Margolius Teva. It's very hard to understand what's the Margolius Teva over here. There's no, he said, maybe it's Chatir Tefeva. He said, well, for this alone was worth coming, and you didn't want to tell me. That is the Gemara over here, the Chazal over here. So we don't understand the teichen of it. What's the pshat that it was that he told him lahavi schar lemiviehem? I mean, lechura, it's hard to say there's a mitzvah that has no tachlis except that since it's difficult to do, therefore you give schar lemiviehem. And secondly, what was the pshat he told him was magnisa tova, that I had a magnisa tova, upikash labdi midehem. So let's try to understand. In the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah starts with Shinantam Levanecha, and the Rambam, when he brings in Halacha the inyan of Talmud Torah, he brings Vishinantam Levanecha as the psich of the mitzvah. In other words, that teaching the kid is the tchil of the mitzvah. It's also very strange that L'chura, you can only teach after you learn. Now, the etzem mitzvah Talmud Torah should be to learn, but not only learning, but you should also teach others. Fine, but the mashmos is ki'ilu in the etzem mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the etzem mitzvah of Vishnantu Levanecha. I saw it says in the Mishnah Pirgavis that. If a tzibur is learning Torah together, 5, 3, and 2, and 1, between 2 and 1 there's a major gap. By 2 it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes him down on Sefer Zikaron, and that's the mile of 2. 1 it says the Shechina is with him, but it's not written down on Sefer Zikaron. So there's a big gap. Between and after 2 and 3, after 2 you get all sorts of enhancements in it, but the ma'isa, the writing down in the Sefer Zikaron is Vayesh Hashem Vayichtoiv. The Sefer Zikaron is the mitzias of 2. So we saw the Maral a while back. That Maral says that it's the pshat is the burim have a mitzias kayemis and so on, but Sefer Zikaron is definitely the mitzias of. It's kilu something that has a mitzias kayemis versus the mitzias of one person that as long as he's learning shechina is with him, but there's no mitzias kayemis. So let's be mizbain a little bit. So I saw somebody's masbir the inyan that in the etzem mitzias of the bria, 2 is a bchina of Zoche Nekeva. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that no ribui will ever come out from one inyan. In other words, there is no such thing as a person himself being this rabbi or anything like it. The Metzias is Dafka of Zoche Nekeva, and where there's a Mashpia and a Mekabel, it's two things. First of all, there's a ribui. And sterilization of it, the Gemara says, Yosef Masha Egel Reitzel Linoik Hapora Reitzel Ahonik. That Mahalach is the Chiddush and the Bria of Mashpia and Mekabel. That even though L'chura, let's take not where it's a physical inyan, let's take a tzedakah. If a person gives tzedakah to an ani, so the ani is definitely more happy. The other person is happy to the mitzvah, and it's great, but tachlis, the ani is the one who really needs it, who's desperate for it. The usher who gives tzedakah is happy with the matzah. It's sufficient, it's a good mitzvah, it's great. But mitzad the teichin of the inyan, the makabel is always more, especially in this world where the mitzias of being of having is so the makabel is gaining and the mashpia is losing. That's the normal mitzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the bria a mahalach of yisem asher egel roitze linoik apara roitze lahanik. And let's try to explain it a little bit. It has to be that way, because since the Bria itself started with a Rotzen Lehanik, there was nobody who needed a Bria before there was a Bria. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it's not the Pshat Nevroim world sitting around saying, ah, we need a world to live in. The Olam started with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed, that he wanted to be Mashpia. Kaviyachu, whatever that, we don't understand past that Rotzen. But the Sheirishtik of the basis, the seed of that Ratzin in of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin in the Bria is the Ratzin Lashpia. That's the seed of the Bria. So the Yosef Masha HaEgel Ritzel Lahanik, Linoik, HaPor Ritzel Lahanik, is the seed and Sheirish of the Bria. That's one. B'meila, in those in Yonim that are Sheirishtik in the Bria, so in the Yonim of Yesh V'Yesh, in other words, Gashmis Digin Yonim, so a person who wants to keep things, the person who wants to acquire things is a lot more desperate. Like it says, you know, Meicha that sells to Lekech, Lekech is happy, the Meicha is sad. Acquisition of things, being Mekabel, is a very Olam Hazadik tchuna of satisfaction. Hashpah, but is secondary. But when it comes to Sheirishtik and Yonim, so Mekabel is, the Mashpia is more, wants more to be Meinik than the Mekabel wants to be Yonik. The Oymik of it is that the Shleimus of the, everything in the Bria that has Avoida is Be'etzim a Dugma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being that it's a dugma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means he's a mashpia. The fact that everything in the Bria, that Selam Elokim ultimately, that's a lashon in Medrash, it's in Vayetze, I think, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beira Ilomis Af Tzadikim Beira Ilomis. It says the Chazal of the Komat that you might in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you might have a Tzadikim, and it says just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Beira Ilomis, Tzadikim are Beira Ilomis. So that means every single inyan of hashpah is the side of every bria in its ruchniyistik dimension, like by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the side of creating the world is hashpah. So the side of everything in the bria is hashpah, and it's the pshat, the shleimus of the shleimus of the mashpia rests in the fact that he's a mashpia. A mother is called, Chava was called Ein Kol Chai. It's the pshat that her mitzias was the mitzias of everything that she would be mashpia. That becomes her mitzias. So just like Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nikra, I'll shame everything that he does, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias in the world is Akisha. When he does Chesed, he's called Rachum. When he does Din, he's called Melech, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzias, is Mizgala through his Hashpah. The Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are basically one and the same. So too by a person. His Mitzias becomes a Mitzias when he becomes a Mashpia of something and not a Mekabel. A Mekabel's, the Inyanim that he's Mekabel are always Chutzaloi. Just like if I'm not a chacham, but somebody tells me a dvar chachma, or somebody gives me something, it's never really mine. B'meila, anything that I'm a shpia comes from me. That's the ultimate side of Nahama the Kisufa. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to have Nahama the Kisufa. Nahama the Kisufa means the person is a makabul, and it's betzim not his. When a person is earned something, he took it out from himself. When a person produces something, it's always from himself, and when a person is a mashpia, whatever he has is his be'etzim. That is the difference between inyanim that are ruchnis in the world and inyanim that are gashmis. In ruchnis itself, there's a separation between different types of mitzvahs. L'mashal, if I buy somebody a pair of tefillin, so I helped him, and I get definitely, just like there's a Messiah Dvar Avera, Chas V'Shalom, there's a Messiah Dvar Mitzvah. It's a schus, tremendous schus. If somebody can't put on a pair of tefillin himself, and I put it on for him, a bigger schus, a very good schus. But I'm not the etzim, in the etzim Maisa Mitzvah, that other person's Maisa Mitzvah. I'm Messiah, I'm help, it's fine. But it all falls in the general category of chasadim, of gemilas chasadim. That's all it is. The only mitzvah where it's shayach a mitzias of, in the same divrei Torah, there's a mashpia and a mekabel mahalach, is the mitzias of Talmud Torah. In Talmud Torah itself, the havana and the tfisa that I'm giving over to you is me, and it becomes your havana and your tfisa, and it's in the same nekuda that we become one inyan. It's my havana and your tfisa of the havana is on the same nekuda. It's not you're putting on tefillin and I'm an assistant. I'm an aide to you putting on tefillin. It's my shtigl teira. That's the aside of Talmidim, Banecha Ela Talmidim, is because the Mahalach of Talmud Torah is as close to the Mahalach of Leda, of Zoch and Nekeva, as could possibly be. So it says the Mashal, by Zoch and Nekeva, it says, V'hoyu L'basa Echot, that in the Mitzias of Leda, they become one because of the Vlad, which is the Vlad is the Av and the Ein Meshutif. In Divrei Torah, because this Hashpah of the Torah and the Shmi and the Hashpah lock in on the same Nekuda, the Kabbalah Hashpah, there's a Bechina of Banecha Ela Talmidim, because it's a similar Mahalach. So you have in Talmud Torah, you have a Mahalach that is closest to the mitzias of Zoch and Nekeva, to the mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a mashpia and the world as a makabel, and those mahalchim are the closest in Talmud Torah. So that's why the mitzvah starts with Vishinantam Levanecha, because Talmud Torah be'etzim is that type of mitzvah. The etzim mitzias of Talmud Torah is through mashpia and makabel. Just like a Zohar himself is not Moilit, the Mahalach of Pir V'Rivya is Shaykh only Zohar Nekeva. So even though Pir V'Rivya is a mitzvah in the Zohar, but its mitzias is only through Mashpia and Mekabel, the mitzias of Talmud Torah starts when it's Mashpia and a Mekabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, the only way something becomes permanent is through Pir V'Rivya. Something that has a mitzias that of Hemshech is only through Mahalach of Pir V'Rivya. Only through Mahalach of Zoch and Nekeva, Vayil Basa Echor, the Vlad, is it shayach that something should be Niskayim La'ad. In the Mahalchim of Torah, it's the same thing. Torah that a person learns himself, it's the Shekhinah is with him. But Shekhinah doesn't leave a permanent Roshim. In other words, those places that the Shekhinah was, like Maimar HaSinai, where you had the greatest Gilui Shekhinah, its Shekhinah is gone. Shekhinah is by definition a temporary place. The Inyanu Beis HaMikdash HaKadosh today, because Lo Yizozo Shekhinah Me'olam, because there's a Bechina of Shekhinah that's there. Shekhinah Itam B'Toch Tumasam. Even though it's Shemim, but still it is there. It's because there's a Hashua Shekhinah now that is Kedusha there. So as long as a person is sitting and learning, there's a Mahalach, there's Shekhinah, and fine, and that's the Kedusha. That's not less than learning with another person. When you have two people learning together, there you have a Bechina of Zocha Nekeva. You have a Bechina of Mashpia Mekabel. And it's not only when there's a Rebbe and Talmidim. Chavrusa, learning Chavrusa is called, in the Gemara it's called Maso Matnin Halacha, Shakla Vitaria. Maso Matnin means it's a two-way street. I give you the chafetz, you give me the money. You add a dollar, I take away a dollar. The process of Maso Matnin, Shakla Vitaria, is a process of give and take. That's the process of it. In other words, both are Mashpim and Mekablim. I hear what you say, but I say it my way. You hear what I say, but you hear it your way. The metzias is in chaver, in learning, in chavrusa learning, is that it's a two-way street, and both are b'china mekabel mashpia. So that's what the Tana says. When you separate when you have two, then it's vayichtev v'sefer zikaron. It becomes a new metzias. In other words, something comes out of it that is permanent. The way of Vlad comes out of a zivuk of Zocha Nekeva, and that becomes permanent. The same thing here also, the hemshich of the Torah becomes a metzius kayemis. When one person is learning, it's just himself, and that's that. When two people are learning, there's a double hashpah, and both of them are, there's a mekabel and a there's a mashpi and a mekabel, and b'meila it creates a double shul kayama. That's the metzius of mashpia mekabel talmud Torah. That's in a particular learning, and every person himself, and in every talmud Torah you have that mahalach. In the midst of hakhel, the pshat was it was a re-giving of talmud Torah. It says the Rishonim all say that it's a dugma to Maimar HaSinai, the Rambam and the Chinuch. They all say that this was a Maimed comparable to HaSinai, where all Klai Yisrael was gathered around the Melech and so on. So one Inyan is it's mimicking Kabbalah Torah. Hakel is the Pshat, that's the Tzura of Talmud Torah, where everybody is locked in with everybody else through Mashpia Mekabel. Every other mitzvah, the Gemara calls it Rabbi Moisim Sa Mitzvah. If one person takes a lulav and esrig, it's very nice. If 1,000 people do it, there's Brei Vamadras Melech, there's Sata Dishmaya, there's Eina Deimer Rab Moisim Sa Mitzvah. If one person goes for Dvar Mitzvah and he collects money for Tzedakah, it's very nice. If 100 people do it, it's Israel Machazak, and they accomplish a lot more, and they do a lot better, and so on and so forth. In all the inyanim, in tefillah, there's an exception. In tefillah, it becomes eight sibur, so on. And we'll speak about that's a different inyan. In Talmud Torah, the tzura of rabbim is that it creates an extraordinary amount of zivugim, of him speaking to him and him asking to him. He answers his kasha, he has it the other way. It's a tremendous cross-fertilization from each one to everyone else. The chavrusas were called zugais in the Gemara's time. It's the whole metzias of Talmud Torah be'etzim is a hashpah and kabbalah and mutual hashpah and kabbalah. I explain, he counters, I have to counter his argument, I explain it my way, and so on and so forth. So the mitzvah, the tzura of Talmud Torah be'etzem is a tzura of a hakel, as ha'am, the noshim, the taf, everyone, that's that mitzvah. So yes, Mela, the noshim learn, Talmud Torah. The noshim are shemim, so at least there's some sort of two-way street. When a person says something and he has to present it to an audience, so he has to think, say it in different words, explain it better, and so on. Even if the other person is not capable of responding, but there's some sort of effect on me by somebody intelligent sitting and listening. The person sits and listens, so I have to shtol tzudin yonim, I have to say it over their words, like it says Koisem Elabes Yaakov, the same thing that they told that Kleisel was diburim, you have to translate it into a mirror for the woman to hear. So there's some sort of feedback which creates that. But taf, what do you need taf for? There is nothing there. So he said, litin schal veya means to the hair that teaching is something that gives you a shleimus. In other words, to the hair that the mivi'ehem, the shleimus, when I taught somebody, also, when I did somebody chesed, I gave somebody money, I helped somebody put on film. So that person has the etzem thing, and I have an assist. I'm good, I helped them along. That's nice. So if the other person doesn't have a kiyum, so I didn't do anything. The other person's potter from tefillin, so I didn't do anything. In Talmud Torah, it makes the mashpia into a gadol. When we talk about hashpa and Talmud Torah and so on, if this is the last week, so also it's a siyum in mitzad, in yoni mitzvahs mitzad for the year also, that in that sense. But the problem is, when we speak of urging people to be Ashpas Torah, Arbatzes Torah, we always think of it in grandiose scales. A person is a Rashiva, a person is a Rebbe, a person teaches, and so on. And definitely, the person who is Shayach to it, and Roy to it, Ein Lechob Midah Gdolah Mizu, and it's something that a person who's got the right Kalim for it, and the right Metzias for it, definitely it's that there can't be anything higher that a person should strive for than Habatzah's Torah and Hafatzah's Torah and so on. But once, let's say a person's not there, for whatever reason, it's not shaykh to him. And for the tremendous robe, it's not shaykh. Either not the kalim, they don't have the time, they don't have the ability, whatever it is, they're not shaykh to him. But in the interaction of other people, in the interaction between people, there is 1,000 hashpos. If I explain something, if I listen to what the other person said, and I explain why I think it's not right, if I listen to what he says, I help somebody who's really struggling, and I help him. And it's frustrating. The common frustration is, I could grow a lot more if I didn't have to spend the time explaining to this or that or the other thing. And it's true. Certainly a person has to find a chavusah with the erkoi, and certainly the bulk of his time he has to spend with the pace or that's natural to him, that's part of Talmud. That's Talmud Torah. But the time that the person allots, or if a person has mitzvahs that he allots for being mashpia on other people, don't think of it in terms of chesed. It's the person who is being mashpia is getting the ikar of it. In Gashmias, it's only a metaphor that if you give, you get a lot more. In money, it's not like that. If I give him $1,000, he has $1,000. I don't have $1,000. In Gashmis, it's only it's an allusion to a different world. In Talmud Torah, that's the etzem Talmud Torah. When a person has a child, so the child gets love and attention and growth and all the things. That's good. But the father makes a transition from being a person with him, only concerned with himself, to being a father. That transition is la'in erech cheshiva than the child's transition into becoming just a person and getting food. The father becomes a father. When somebody teaches somebody else, is a mashpia. And in Talmud Torah, the reality of Talmud Torah is that the hashpah is bigger, the one who's mashpia is bigger than the mushpa. And there are a thousand ways. You don't even have to sit and explain some of the difficult tesis. When a person makes an extra effort to come and to learn, even when it's hard for him, most of the used to sit in Beis Medrash when he didn't feel well, and he used to stand up at Talmid Chacham, sit down. You mashpia on another person. In a yeshiva setting, where it's a hakel, where everybody's together and subconsciously everybody's looking at everybody else, what they're doing, and it's constantly adjusting. Should I come now? Should I come Friday? Not come Friday. So the psak is poik chazima amadaba, that you know. Let's see what everybody else does. That's usually the poisik for nyanim. If a person does something, and even if it's hard for him, he's mashpia on another person. That other person says, you know, maybe I should also. So it's not only that, it's not chalked up in the chesed column, it's chalked up in the person's own mitzvahs. I'm a person that affects, in Talmud Torah, this is something that is, that is the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. So if a person in the world of Talmud Torah, which is really the core of all the ruchnistic inyanim, a person has to measure himself, has to understand that as opposed to gashmistik mitzvahs, if I help somebody else look for his little vanesrik, I'm taking away time from my time. And so yes, it's a chesed. Chesed is a great thing. But mitzvah little vanesrik, I didn't gain anything. If I help somebody with the thousandth film, I didn't gain anything. I gained a chesed, and it's kabbalah geschus, and it's a wonderful thing. But I did lose out. In Talmud Torah, even kipshutai, every time you explain something to somebody, every time you interact with somebody learning, a person himself gains. There's a certain clarity, there's a certain understanding, and definitely for the mainstay of a person's learning, it has to be with somebody ke'erkai. It's the only thing that's possible is to learn someone ke'erkai as a chavrusa. But in the chavrusa shaf itself, it's a constant. The point of chavrusa shaf is when a person learns himself, he's sterile. He thinks of what he thinks, and he doesn't think it's wrong, and it stays the way it is. And the metaphor is that's what's there. When you learn with somebody else, it's a constant flow. You hear the other person's kasha, begin to think twice about what you said. Maybe it's not such a great pshat. The other person says a different way. It opens up your eyes. Maybe it's a little bit different. A chavrusa that's ke'erkoi is a constant mitzias of zachen akev, a constant mitzias of hashpar kabbalah. But any time a person's mashpia on others, In the reenactment of Klal Yisrael, in the reenactment of the Maimon Ha'Torah, there was the Nakuda of Taf Litis Chan Ve'em to the head, that the person who gains from it is the person's Mashpia. The Yosef Masha Egel Ritzelina Kapar Ritzelahonik is specifically in Talmud Torah or anything else. And when the Talmidim came and they told him over the Vart from Blazma Azariah, he said, Magnisa Toiva. It's a jewel, this Vart. The understanding that it reinforced in him. He said to them, listen, even though I'm the Rebbe and everything he knows from me, it's impossible that interaction, I shouldn't become richer. And they told, and the Vart that they heard then, it was Rebbe Blazma Azariah who said that teaching Talmidim is not only for the Talmud's benefit, it's for the Rebbe's benefit. And anything that I can, even if the Talmud himself won't grow up to be a Talmud Chacham, but my act of being Mashpia, my act of teaching is Chashav in itself. He told him over that verse that in the Maimed of Hakel, even for the child that only picks up the general Yerushalayim, the general scene of it, but the reason for it is not for the child, but much more for the person with mashpia, that the litus chalam ve'ev is that the more than a person gets by in Talmud Torah specifically, more than a person gets from Yanika, the person gets from being made.